Hey man. Yeah man. Hey man. Why don't you battle me, man? I heard you like. Welcome to the new high fidelity version of the Dog and Pony Show. My name is Richard.
This is Jacqueline. The iPod's going to work today.
Yeah, the iPod's going to be in good shape, and we are in good shape too because it's early in the week and there's plenty going on. We're going to do a shorter Dog and Pony Show today, just tell you what's happening through Thursday so you can make your calendars all set up, and then we'll come back on Friday and pick it up from there. Both of us watched Team America this weekend,
yes.
Didn't we, Jacqueline?
It was disturbing, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was everything that John Nickum told us it would be last week when we recommended it. My girlfriend hated it, but I think it's more of like a dudes or girls who think like dudes movie.
That's probably what it is.
You know?
It was entertaining for what it was, and I think it's one of those movies that is a lot funnier to talk about and think about than to actually sit through.
Kind of like all the Christopher Guest movies.
And like Austin Powers. And Napoleon Dynamite.
Exactly. Well, it's Tuesday, and there's actually a really cool thing happening at the Fatso's, which is probably a club that you haven't been to yet. And honestly, I've never been there either in my 5 years of living in Lawrence. But maybe, just maybe tonight, there is reason to go. And what is that reason?
Free barbecue.
Free barbecue. Okay, it's like $2. But
where can you go and get barbecue for $2 anyway?
Isn't that crazy? It's the Barbecue Beat Social, and they do it every Tuesday at Fatso's. And a different local electronic or hip-hop act there every week. Tonight, it's Blackout Gorgeous, which is the new band of Nesby, who are we listening to right now. Local producer guy who collaborates with all kinds of different local musicians, and in this case it's more of a rock context, I think, with some electronic programming mixed in. Haven't ever seen it, but based on his reputation it should be pretty cool. And you get freaking free barbecue for $2 in addition to the show, so you gotta get there at like 8, I think, to actually get some food, which is kind of, you know, a good heist, because who goes out at 8 o'clock?
It's quote unquote early.
It is, it's quite early.
For me it's late.
Really? Time to go to bed.
10.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What time do you get up?
Like 8:30. I sleep a lot.
That's insane.
No, I wake up in the middle of the night a lot, too.
Kind of.
Just, like, stay up for an hour.
Do you listen to Nesby when you get up in the middle of the night?
No.
Do you listen to Against Me when you get up in the middle of the night?
No.
Well, also, if you're not into the barbecue thing, which, I mean, how could you not be, but over at the Replay Lounge, there's a band called the Pine Hill Haints with Almighty Do Me a Favor and Revival Now, sort of a traveling group of old-time influenced younger kids, you know, a little bit of the rockabilly and bluegrass influence, but also kind of punk rock from what I can understand. I think it was actually sponsored by Solidarity, those anarchists
crazy
down there
kids
in the corner of 14th and Mass or whatever. But anyways, it's at the Replay, and you don't have to be an anarchist to go, and it's only $2, and should be pretty cool, actually, based on the cool pictures we have on Lawrence.com. So, all in all, not bad for Tuesday. Got some options. Wednesday night, Q, come on. Come on, is it the Bells?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. Okay, so, we'll be playing the jackpot, so then, which we currently have featured on Lawrence.com. It's a story I wrote this past weekend. They are performing new material with a brand new band. They're a local band, for anybody who doesn't know. Started out in Lawrence, now most of them live in Kansas City. But they do a lot of touring internationally, Europe and whatnot. Lots of places that we wish we were, you know, chilling on a Tuesday afternoon. And they're going to be joined by their Italian tour mates, Dada Swing, for this show. But mostly, just a brand new lineup, 5-piece, a lot of good tunes, good band. It's only $2.
It's amazing. Well,
everything in this town is, if you charge $3 for a show in this town,
Nobody's going to go.
That's just the way, unfortunately, the market doesn't work that way for houses and records and stuff like that, hot dogs. So that's happened at the Jackpot. Over at the Bottleneck, I believe, The Billions, with Anna Radical and Darlene at Sea. Pretty good group, The Billions. Good pop rock band, check them out. Harbor Lights has the Big Band Jazz Quartet, if you're in a jazzier mood. $2. I'm judging by your yawn that you're not a jazz person, but whatever. Juicifer and Crown Vic at the Replay for $2. You ever heard Juicifer?
I've heard of, but not listened to.
It's like a girl-fronted duo.
That's right.
Girl with guitar, guy playing drums. A lot of sexual tension going on. Mm-hmm. Both are very good-looking people. I don't know how good the band is.
Like with Maids of State, even though they are married, it's like still two good-looking people in a band.
Yeah, it's like you just want to get on their music. You got any ideas for Tuesday or Wednesday, or is that
no.
is it my domain?
Nice to
today?
See you today.
It's all me. What would you do if you weren't doing any of that?
Watch There's Something About Mary for a million time.
Why?
I don't know. I just really wanted to watch it a lot lately. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
It is Lucero and not Lucero.
How'd you find that out?
I asked. I did a survey of people who really like Lucero.
So majority wins?
Yeah.
You didn't actually... What about the band, though? Don't they
No,
have
they don't care.
They don't care. As long as people are going to see it. Did you go see that show?
No.
No. Well, Thursday, we got the Billy Eveline Blues Jam at the Slow Ride Roadhouse. I'm not sure if you're into the biker scene or not, but if you
100%.
Are... There's this new place north of town. It's called the Slow Ride Roadhouse. And you'll know it because there's like 20 sweet rides lined up out front. And this is a free blues jam hosted by one of Lawrence's finest, Billy Eveline. Over at Fatso's, the sugar-free all-stars for the low, low price of $3. They are from Oklahoma, I believe. And they do sort of a jazz-influenced type. I don't know. I haven't ever seen him. Danny Pound is at the Tap Room for $2. That you should see before you go back to Florida, because Danny's a great local songwriter. Used to be a Vitreous Humor. Now he's kind of a folky with the acoustic guitar and a harmonica. And I believe it's a solo gig, but it's another one of those $2 specials for Lawrence. And at the Bottleneck, some bands that we don't know anything about, Kill Radio, Unleash on Friday, and Ben Beamer. So that takes us to the end of this podcast with a very nice outro here from the Billions.
Yes.
Who again are playing on Wednesday at is it the Bottleneck or the Granada? I think it's the Bottleneck.
Know.
I'm gonna wager on the Bottleneck, but if you show up and they're not there, go to the Granada. Sorry for being overprepared. I promise we will bring our A game on Friday.
Maybe.
And final note before we close out here, we're still not sure if anyone listens to our show or not.
No one
we
emailed
have
us.
No proof thus far that anyone has ever listened to our show. And so far we've done about maybe 10 or so.
Yeah.
So we're obviously investing a lot of ourselves into, you know,
we spend so much time preparing for these.
At least.
And slaving.
At least like an hour a week, maybe, you know?
At least.
That's an hour we'll never get back. And we want to know that we're doing this for some purpose.
But
you know?
Somebody is out there and is like, I heard about this show because Richard and Jackie were talking about it.
So that's our hope. Do let us know if we can help you or if we can improve in any way. Maybe by actually preparing instead of just showing up and talking over Jacqueline's iPod. But hey, good enough for now, right?
Totally.
All right.